kept his hand on his mercifully, that you have obeyed me, now you are qualified. And I know that you can obey in future what I want. So I am giving you blessing that all Brahma-vidya should come in your heart and you can realize what is Brahma and who are you. In this way, in ancient days we see that several devotees have served their Gurudev and they have received Brahma-gyan knowledge, which is very rare, which is very rare. But in India, we can see more high classes of devotees and disciples. Anyone slept and fell down? So, now we are coming down. We see Krishna and Sudama people. They went to have a knowledge in the school of Sandipani Muni in the forest. He never took anything from any disciple, but he has one rule and regulation that even a prince, a son of any king and very poor person, they should come in one way, without suit, without umbrella, without any fee. They should come in very ordinary way, simple way, and serve me and my cows, my everything. And then I will give this knowledge to them. Krishna Sudama went there. You know perhaps this story. They served for so many days. One day, the wife of their Gurudev sent them in forest to collect some wood. But at once, very big storm, cyclone came, and there was very cool day, and very big shower of rain was going on. There was no any way they were seeing to come out of that forest, and it became night. They collected a heavy puja, load of oats, and they were keeping on their way. Whole night they kept it on their ways. If they are filling, there will be more weight in water. And there was no way where to go. Every bar full of water. And in the cool day, whole night they were standing. Nothing to eat, nothing there was. In the last, in the morning, when it was some dark, Sandipani Muni came. Oh Krishna, oh Sudama, where you are? And Krishna told that, Guruji, I am here, you are here. What are you doing? Why you could not return to home? We are so much worried. Gurudev, it was so much heavy rain. We could not see the way to come out. Everywhere water. All night we kept this bond of heaps, goats in our head and we are standing. Gurudev told, come on with me. I am very much pleased. And at once he kept also the hand, his own merciful hand, that all Vedic knowledge and everything should come at once in India. In 60 days, Krishna completed that. 64 days. 64 arts. All kinds of art, Vedic arts. But there is some more thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a Jagat Guru. What he preached, what he gave to his disciples, Sarup and Sanatana, Sarup and Dhamma. We can see in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, never has been given to any disciple this love and affection. ठीक है, तो रामानंद इन द बैंक ऑफ गोदावरी अ वेरी हाईएस्ट थिंग इन एनी डे एवरी विच वॉज नेवर गिवन एंड दैट इज कॉल्ड रामानंद शंका रसराज महाभाव. It is very rare in this world. Never anyone has given. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reflected this thing in the heart of Srila Rama. He also went to Prayag, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and gave it to Rupa Goswami. And it is called Rupa Shiksha. He gave to Sanatan Goswami this Shiksha. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagatguru. He is not different from Krishna, Radha and Krishna conjugal. Came in the shape of Sachinandan Gauhari. And his real disciples were Rupa Sanatan and all the Goswami. He gave his whole mercy in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Srila Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami taught everything to Raghunath Das Goswami. What he taught, Srila Raghunath Goswami has given these things to us. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraji Goswami collected all these things in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we are telling something. Guru Goste, we should love and serve in a very Vishama mood. Vishama mood means intimate. Like intimate friend to Gurudev. How this is attitude of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How Jee Goswami, Raghunath Goswami served is Gurudev Rupa Goswami. If there was no Rupa Goswami here in this world, if Raghunath Das Goswami is not in this earth, here in this world, this is a mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We could not have him. Anyone could not know that what is love and affection to Krishna, God, Supreme Personality. He saw all the ways to have, how we can first, in simple way, easily, we can place Supreme Personality of God here. And that is me. Given in Anya Vilasita Sundam, Jnana Karma Adhyana, Ankulli Nitishna Anushidana. I will explain it tomorrow. Very interesting thing and very easy thing to know all these things, and then by knowing this, we'll actually have pleasure of life also, peace of mind in this world. And after that, eternally will be happy by serving Supreme Personality of God. Gau Prema. Oh, that Krishna Prema has come? Where? You should come at once. Yes. Anyone should be ready. After this, anyone should be ready for. Thank you.
although the Supreme Lord is present there in his Paramatma manifestation. But the conditioned soul is incapable of perceiving his presence. So the Supreme Lord, out of his causeless mercy, he descends in the form of the spiritual master. And he comes in two manifestations. One manifestation is considered to be his rupa, his form. That is the Diksha Guru, one who gives the initiation to the disciple. And an equal manifestation of that same Supreme Lord is his manifestation in the form of Siksha Guru, one who gives instructing, the instructing spiritual master. And he is considered also to be the Swarup of the Lord, almost the same. The Rupa is the form of the Lord, and the Swarupa is the considered to be like the personality of the Lord. But as we know, the internal and external of Krishna are identical, because he is Advaitam. He is non-dual, and his personality is the same as his form. So the instructing and the initiating spiritual masters are equal and identical manifestations. So the disciple must have equal regard for both of these manifestations of the Supreme Lord. He must honor them equally. Not that one is lesser than the other. This is a sign of the advancement of the disciple, that he is able to comprehend the position of the Diksha and Siksha Guru. So in our time, we have seen that this tattva, this truth, this siddhanta, has been somewhat misunderstood because of immaturity. But actually, anyone who is making adequate advancement on the spiritual path, he will realize that anyone who is coming to help me in my approach to the Absolute Supreme Lord, that that personality is to be regarded by me most affectionately, with the greatest respect. And that personality is to be seen by me as the Absolute descending to me to help me. So in the manifestation of Mahaprabhu's movement in the Western world, originally started by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the inaugurator of the Krishna consciousness movement in the Western world, the first of our acharyas in our line to preach in the English language. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, doing such a vast movement for the spreading of the mission of Mahaprabhu in the Indian subcontinent and sending his disciples to the Western world. And then one particular disciple coming to the Western world and fulfilling the prophecy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to spread this Mahaprabhu's mission, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we in our time have had the good fortune of his personal association and accepted him as Diksha Guru and also as Siksha Guru, because so much instruction was received from him and is still being received from him. And the position of this personality is without any question one of the most prominent positions in our disciple's line. But if someone becomes mistaken to think that only this one personality is to be considered or is to be honored, and even now there is a philosophy being spread that only he is meant to initiate all people of the world. We've heard some of these conceptions, rhythmic philosophy. These are all apa sampradaya, apa siddhanta. Because Krishna is continually coming to this world in so many different forms, through so many different personalities. And if one has received diksha from one particular guru, personality comes into his life who gives him so much guidance, so much help in his spiritual advancement, and actually becomes his Siksha Guru, it may be that he may consider that he has received more from his Siksha Guru than his Diksha Guru. This is not impossible. There are many examples of this in our disciplic line. Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, and Srinivas Acharya, they all took Siksha from Srila Jiva Goswami, although they were initiated by different gurus, Diksha gurus. But they all accepted Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, taking Siksha from Swarup Damodar Goswami in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later coming to Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, and in this way, all of our acharyas in our line, there are so many examples. They have taken Siksha from different Vaishnava personalities. There is one story, if any of you are familiar with the Jaiva Dharma of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In the beginning of his book, he explains this story that there is one Mayavadi sannyasi. And this Mayavadi sannyasi has very dharmic qualities. He's very learned, very sense-controlled. He has all good spiritual qualifications. And by, he is traveling. He comes to the area of Navadvip Dham. And Navadvip Dham, he comes to meet one great Vaishnava personality who is there in Sri Navadvip Dham performing bhajan. So this Vaishnava personality, he associates with him and actually becomes converted. He was ready for this conversion, although he was Mayavadi. But he was seeking very greatly, and he was able to be converted to the personal conception of the Supreme Lord. So he began to live there in Navadvip Dham and perform the practices of bhakti, sadhan bhajan, under the guidance of this great Vaishnava. Then, after some time, after so many weeks and months of receiving instruction from him, one day his guru, this Vaishnava who he had now accepted as his guru, told him that today we are going to go together and we are going to visit with my Gurudev. So the two of them both went simultaneously together to another area of Navadvip Dham where there was another exalted Paramahansa Vaishnava. And both this Mayavadi, ex-Mayavadi sannyasi, and his Vaishnava guru sat in the presence of this superior personality, and they both heard Harikatha from him. And then after this, they left and they went back again to their own dwelling. So this is an example of the actual etiquette in the Vaishnava circles. Not that there will be some kind of competition. If there is one Vaishnava personality who has become a guru, he has begun to initiate, but yet he has his spiritual standing may be not on the highest level, but yet he is aware that there is another great Vaishnava who is of the higher level. So it is the etiquette that guru, he will give access to his own disciples to have the siksha and the guidance of this higher personality. If the diksha guru obstructs the access of his disciples to this higher personality, then that is a disqualification of the guru, actually. There is something wrong. So, in actuality, the diksha guru will be very happy to see that someone can help his disciple. And also he himself will be very anxious to have superior association, because this is a sign of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is always looking for the association of higher Vaishnavas. And we see this all the way up to Golok Vrindavan. There, all of the personal associates of the Lord, they are associating with one another in the eternal leelas of Krishna. And they crave one another's association. And they are enhancing one another's association by their remembrance of Krishna. in their own mutual groups. So we must know that if we want to make progress in our spiritual life, Srila Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj has given some very nice direction in this regard. He says that the absolute truth moves sometimes in a crooked way. This is the nature. So we may see at one point in time that this flow, this stream, is coming down from the spiritual realm through this personality, and then at another time we may notice that it is here, coming down through another personality. So if we are indeed seekers of the absolute truth ourselves, we must be willing to run to where that next manifestation of the Supreme Lord is. And we must go there with full enthusiasm and with the proper mood and the proper temperament. And we must accept that Krishna is manifesting to me in this way. And if we do so, if we are always open in this way, there will be no obstruction to our spiritual advancement. But if we are becoming prejudiced against various Vaishnava personalities who can offer so much guidance and so much help, then we will obstruct our own spiritual advancement and the advancement of others who are associated with us. So we must always remember, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told us in the Urvashtakam prayers, we sing daily, Sakshad Dhari Te Nasamastra Shastri Uptastata Bhavyata Eva Sadhati Kintu Prapoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Gurosri Charanarindam. That Sakshad Hari, that the Gurudev, spiritual master, is considered to be a direct manifestation of the Supreme Lord. And if we honor this manifestation, properly worship and honor this manifestation of the Supreme Lord with all awe and reverence, as it is said, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadhama Vandamui Savadhana Mate, that with very great care, Savadhana, that we honor and we worship the Gurudev, the manifestation of the Supreme Lord, then our spiritual advancement can come very rapidly. So on this day I would like to ask the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, to be kind upon myself and all of us, and to give us this medicine of Hari Katha, which all of our hearts are very grateful for. Thank you.
Also we heard so many things here about you. I want to add some more. Raghunath Das Goswami, Guru Vair was Jagunandan Acharya. Knowing this, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lays the hand of Raghunath Das in the hands of Sarup Damodar? Why? And we have never heard that Jagunandan Acharya was so much angry with him, disciple. But he was thinking that I am fortunate, so much fortunate that my disciple. Again, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his hands in the hands of Sukhdev. And my disciple is now so high class of person. Also, that very Raghunath Das Goswami came in Vrindavan And he saw Raghunath Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannandana Acharya, all in his Siksha Guru. So in Vaishnava, there is not a wall like this. Now, something, anyone wants to change the ethics also, Chaitanya Chaitanya, and all, now they are writings that Jagannandana Acharya became so angry. The Guru of Shyamananda Prabhu, what we
have
become so angry. All these are rotten. The writings of any person who is not liberated, who is not so high standard, they should not be alive. That means so many false, bad things. So, for established truth, we should go in the writing, in the books, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Goswami, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada also. Srila Prabhupada managed to go to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Anything will not come as direction in Japanese. But now, those who are writing all these things, that it is established truth, and second day we see that they have come in powerlessness. They have left Swamiji, Bhakti called also, and now they will be manager in any hotels and motels. Hotel and motels. There are so many examples. So we should